it's tough sometimes to get ahead.
But you can get ahead in business aviation, and Steve Brechter is about to tell us how. From the National Business Aviation Association, this is Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs with your trusted source for business aviation news. It's springtime, and across the country, college seniors are taking finals and looking forward to launching their careers. Steve Brechter, Senior Advisor of Operations at Greystone Advisors, says now is the time to think about how far you want to go and how you're going to get there. So, he's written a blog called Five Ways to Get Ahead in Business Aviation.
Because flight departments are sometimes small and not the core business of the parent company, it's tough sometimes to get ahead and to determine your strategy and how to advance through the ranks in business aviation. So, our intent was to try and provide some guidance to those who aspire to leadership and some ways that they can be successful in advancing themselves in their career.
So what are the five ways to better yourself in business aviation?
The first one is to be present, to show up and be seen in the flight department. The second is to be engaged beyond your core job requirements, be engaged in the things that are driving the flight department forward. The third is to be a leader, a thought leader or organizational leader, and take on things voluntarily so that you're seen as somebody that has high aspirations. The fourth is to be informed about the industry and be really aware and plugged in and advised on what the current thinking is in the industry so you're seen as a thought leader. And number five is to be ready. The days of nudge, nudge, wink, wink, you'll get the job when I retire, are long gone. What you have to do now is be clear on what the requirements of the job you aspire to are and make sure you're equipped with them so that when the time comes to select that new position, you're ready for it.
Now, when Steve talks about being present, he's talking about much more than simply showing up to work on time.
Pilots, a lot of time, because of their schedule, it is a little unconventional in terms of their working hours. Thursdays are no different than Saturdays and Sundays from Tuesdays. A lot of times outside of their flying schedule, they're just not present in the department. And if you aspire to a leadership position, what we're saying is you need to be present and involved in things beyond just your flight schedule so leadership can see your potential for a future position higher than the one you have.
It's not a cakewalk. Brechter says if you want to be on a leadership track, you're going to have to pay your dues in a number of ways.
You really have to want to be a leader. You really have to want to advance in your career beyond where you are right now. And that's a personal commitment. So actually, I think the first step is introspection and answering the question, what do I really want out of my career? And once you decide, then you really have to be willing to invest whatever it takes to get there. And in aviation, it may mean putting in more time, more hours, taking on more projects, more things that give leadership visibility to your future potential.
There's much, much more to the five ways you can get ahead in business aviation. To find out more, read Steve's blog. You'll find it at greystoneadvisors.com. I'll have more business aviation news for you in just a moment. But first, let's check in with Rob Mark at theairplanegeeks.com.
In case you're not yet a regular listener to The Airplane Geeks, this week's episode is all bits and pieces. That means that David, Max, and I all independently produce some dandy features that we've been just waiting to share with everybody. AirplaneGeeks.com, where we talk aviation.
Welcome back to NBAA's Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs. New data from the General Aviation Manufacturers Association on Q1 of this year shows shipments of business jets up more than 19% over last year. Piston shipments did even better, up more than 21% during the same period. The news wasn't so good for turboprop deliveries. They were down about 8% from this time last year. You'll find more information about the first quarter deliveries on our website. It's graduation time at colleges all over the country, but certainly it is not too early for underclassmen to start thinking about the summer or fall terms. NBAA is now taking applications for a variety of scholarships that can help a great deal where that's concerned. Again, for more information, check the association's website. And that's the latest from the National Business Aviation Association. Remember, you can subscribe to all Flight Plan podcasts at Apple's iTunes website or download them from nbaa.org. I'm Pete Combs. Thanks for listening to Flight Plan.